Good afternoon. We call the Senate Finance Committee to order. Today's March 21st, 2022. The time is 1:05. This committee, we're just having a heck of a time. 1:05 seems like the start time. We should just advertise that going into the future. With that being said,
now I'll try at 12:55 and see if we can get here by 1 o'clock.
Okay. Members present this afternoon are Co-Chair Stedman, Senator Olson, Senator Wilikowski, Senator Wilson, myself, Senator Bishop, Senator Von Imhoff, and Senator Olson should be joining us momentarily. But with that being said, today's agenda, SB 81, Village Public Safety Officer Grants, and Senate Bill 203, Purple Heart Trail. This is the second hearing for SB 81. We've heard public testimony on February 28th. Our intention is to consider an amendment. Hear a bill reintroduction, cover fiscal notes, and look to the will of the committee. So if you just, Senator Olson, if you just want to do a quick recap and.
Sure. Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. For the record, my name is Donald Olson. I represent Alaska State Senate District T, the largest geographical district in the United States, and of which over 78% of them are Alaska Native. The bill essentially has to do with implementing the 8 of the 9 recommendations done by the Joint Legislative VPSO Working Group, Working Group's 2020 report. Created in 1970, the VPSO program has been very successful throughout the state. However, in the recent periods, in the recent times, it's had difficulty with recruitment and retention, and this was highlighted in the recommendations put forward by the VPSO Working Group in the report. And that's what this bill is all about, to try and make sure that the shrinking numbers of VPSOs can be countered with the recommendations and to build those forces back up again. With that, I hold this bill out to you for consideration.
Thank you. Any questions?
Mr. Chairman, before we get too far, can I have my staff, Ms. Brix-Hans, come up to the who is originally from Nome, or is from Nome, born and raised up there, went to school in Mount Edgecombe. She could come up to the table as well as, if you don't mind, Mr. Chairman.
Ms. Hahn, you've been summoned. You want to sit down and introduce yourself to the committee?
Hello, co-chair members of the committee. My name is Brix-Hahn. I am staff to Senator Donnie Olson.
Thank you. Any questions of committee members before we go to amendments? Senator Wilson?
No.
I'm sorry. Senator Olson, did you have an amendment you want to have an amendment you wanted to offer?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Before you, you have amendment number one, and I move amendment number one.
I'll object.
Okay. Amendment number one is a compilation of a number of amendments that have been suggested to me by members of the previous committee that was heard. And so with that, there should be Terry Shanigan on board, Terry Shanigan on the line, and he can explain what the amendments are.
Okay, then we can, Senator Stedman.
So who's he, Mr. Chairman? And what's he got to do with the bill?
Senator Olson.
Mr. Terrence Shanigan was the former chief of staff to Senator Schauer, and he is the one that has got the law enforcement background, and he's the one that has been instrumental with other VPSO bills out there, and so he's the one that was kind of spearheading some of the spearheaded all the amendments that came forward.
I'd like to bring the Department of Public Safety up first, Kelly Howell, and Joel Hard, Policy Program Director. Have you had a chance to review the amendments?
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman. For the record, I'm Kelly Howell, Special Assistant to the Commissioner and Legislative Liaison for the Department of Public Safety. I have had an opportunity to review the amendments. As you mentioned, we do have Director Joel Hard online. He is the program director for the Village Public Safety Officer Program. I believe has examined these amendments in more detail and obviously has better contact with the grantees and with the program in general. And I would defer to him to speak to the amendments at your
Thank you.
Willingness, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Hard, are you online?
I hope my phone is unmuted, Mr. Chairman. I'm happy to speak to you briefly about these amendments. I just did get those this morning, and I've had a chance to review them. And most of them I find relatively benign.
Hold on for a second. Senator Olson?
Mr. Chairman, thank you very much. I think before we have a comment by the department, we should have the amendment explained by Mr. Shanigan. But you can run your committee however you want to do it.
Brief at ease. Senate Bill 203, Purple Heart Trail. We'll take a brief at ease. Back on the record, Senate Bill 203, Purple Heart Trail. This is the first hearing of Senate Bill 203. Our intention is to hear a bill introduction, take invited and public testimony. And Emma Torkelson is staff to Senator Rivak. Ms. Torkelson, if you'd put yourself on the record and walk us through the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. Members of the Senate Finance Committee, for the record, Emma Torkelson, staff to Senator Rivak. Since 1992, the Purple Heart Trail system of highway designations have extended across the nation, honoring servicemen and women who have been wounded or killed in service to our nation. Back in 2008, Senator Johnny Ellis's SB 216 designated the highway between the Alaska-Canada border to Fairbanks as the Purple Heart Trail. Since then, signs along that stretch of highway have stood as a thank you to our veterans and a reminder to those who pass the signs and sacrifices made by those who serve our country. Senate Bill 203 before you extends this Purple Heart Trail highway designation from Fairbanks down to Homer. So it will now run continuously from the border to Homer, connecting six Purple Heart cities, North Pole, Fairbanks, Wasilla, Soldotna, and Homer. Alaska has a strong military tradition. We have an estimated 65,000 resident veterans and approximately 21,000 active duty military. Similarly to the way it was done in 2008, signage drawing attention to the designation will be placed at appropriate intervals along the highway to stimulate thought and discussion amongst adults and children alike about the history of our nation and those who've made significant sacrifices for it. I'm prepared to go through a sectional and answer questions. We also have John Knott III, who's the commander of the Alaska Military Order of the Purple Heart, online, who can speak to more about the bill and answer questions as well.
Go ahead and take us through the section briefly.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Section 1 of the bill amends AS 3540210A to extend the Purple Heart Trail designation to include the approximately 590 miles of highway from Fairbanks to the end of the road in Homer. Section 2 amends AS 3540210B to require the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities to erect appropriate Purple Heart signage along the stretch of highway, and it also directs them to place additional signage as they determine appropriate. Section 3 amends AS 3540210C to erect informational displays at pullouts along the Purple Heart Trail. The border to Fairbanks has 3 displays, so this will require at least 3 additional signs to be placed. And I believe that we are planning, or the Department of Transportation is planning on erecting 4 new ones. Section 4 amends uncodified law of the state of Alaska to ensure ensure that the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities has the authority to accept gifts, donations, and grants from a person or agency for the purpose of providing the signage and informational displays. They already have this authority as far as we know, but we want to make sure that it's clear that if somebody does want to donate, then they'll be able to do so. And then any funds that are not the state funds allocated to this project that are not used because donations replace them will lapse back into the general fund. Section 5 amends the uncodified law of the state of Alaska to clarify that DOT has the flexibility to erect the signs and informational displays as funds are available without waiting to receive all they're needed. And then it's also our intent that DOT will work with DNR on this project in order to get all of the signs put up in the proper locations and with the appropriate information. And that's it. Thank you.
All right. Questions from committee members? Seeing none, Mr. Mills, could you come up? Department of Transportation. I see that we have Mr. Kemp on, but you're right here in the room instead of calling all the way up to Fairbanks. So I'll just, do you agree with the sections of the bill, and then the department can move quickly to make these changes if this bill passes?
For the record, Andy Mills, legislative liaison for the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities. Mr. Co-Chair, as far as the speed necessary, we anticipate most signage takes us 4 to 6 weeks to craft once the design. And of course, if this were to pass, we actually have in the packet, as you see, the design's already done.
Right.
And so it's an easy lift for the department to produce those signs and to work to get those installed. I think that for us, we wrote the fiscal note to be the full amount that was detailed in this bill, but certainly if the department receives some donations, we would look to offset that GF with those donations to put up some of those signs, and those folks would have, of course, the recognition for having contributed to the effort.
All right, thank you. Okay, we're gonna go to invited testimony now, and we're gonna go to Mr. John Knott, the state commander of the Military Order of the Purple Heart Alaska Chapters. Can you hear us, Mr. Knott? And if you can, put yourself on the record in 2 minutes, please.
Yes, sir, I can hear you, thank you. Yes, for the record, my name is John D. Knott III. I'm the Military Order of the Purple Heart Department Commander. We've got 3 chapters in the state, and I really appreciate your time helping us make this to fruition. So I don't want to recap and everything that Ms. Torkelson said, but it's all 100% there. I personally am a combat veteran myself, and this would mean tremendous ride for my organization, as well as all of the active duty and veterans and all of the veterans in the state, knowing that we do have majority of them. Was it per capita? I think we own the United States for veteran population. But aside from that, these signs were, it's such a visual, it continued patriotism, respect for those who sacrificed with blood and their lives. It's just, it means so much when we drive down the road to our little section from Fairbanks to the Alaskan border, and we see these signs, and it brings up conversations. It brings up emotions. It recaps everything that we have, that we live for in the United States. Freedom. It's not free. So, I so appreciate you guys putting the time in for this, and everybody's health so far. I know it's not completely over yet, but I appreciate everything. Thank you, sir.
All right, great. Well, we appreciate your testimony, and thank you for what you're doing and serving our country as well. All right, that closes invited testimony. Now we're going to open public testimony. Is anyone in the room wishing to testify? Seeing none, we have nobody online to testify. Public testimony is closed. Any further committee discussion? Senator Stedman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just one highway is obviously missing, the Marine Highway. And maybe we should ask the bill sponsor to consider adding the Marine Highway. Maybe they can have a little plaque on each of the ferries or something along those lines.
I think that's a very good idea, and we do have an amendment deadline, and since the Marine Highway serves some communities that have the highest veterans per capita of any other city in Alaska, I think it's very fitting that we consider that. Senator Stedman.
And just as a follow-up, I think also there's a lot of military folks that go from Bellingham up to Haines and then drive up to their posts in Fairbanks and Anchorage. So I think it's something we should consider, and I can talk to the bill sponsor, Mr. Chairman, and see what they think.
Very good. Any other committee discussion? Seeing none, amendment deadline is Wednesday, March 23rd at 12 p.m. We're setting this bill aside. And tomorrow morning, 9 a.m., SB 132, controlled substance, exempt for veterinarians, Senate Bill 235. This would be a first hearing, no state investment in the Russian Federation, and a spring revenue forecast by the Department of Revenue. Seeing no further action items, we are adjourned at 2:25.